Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike with the passionate show that helps you take control of your health so you can live at the top of your curve. Bridget's here for the second hour, and love that she will give us her favorite stories. But my favorite story from the first hour was that water one. That is, drinking just 3 cups of water gets the average person to cut down on calories 205 per day, or you save about 2 pounds a month by just, all you have to do is increase your water consumption. Pretty remarkable. I would have never guessed it. For the second hour, we're going to talk about the 8 professions that make you fat and what to do about it. What profession to choose if you want to be thinnest, and how to avoid being fat if you choose the wrong profession or happen to be in one that gets you a tendency to be fat. Kerry Ginsburg will be here at 17 or 18 after bird poop shuts down a nuke reactor. Why? The EPA is in a battle royal trying to ban a recently improved insecticide. What went wrong with the approval process? Non-stick replacement chemical is stuck with, and Will Gary will tell us, and new study shows road noise can make you fat. How good is the data? Cheaper health food saves millions. That's one of those that we talked about already. And we'll come back to the top news stories of the week after we hear from Gary and Bridget. Bridget, what's your favorite story of the week?
Well, I also like the water consumption one, and I think that, to your point, it's amazing. It's something that can be overlooked really easily, but can have such a great impact on decreasing people's eating and eating poor choice foods, too. So that was my favorite. But since you already covered it, I'll move on to my second favorite, which was the energy drink study. They looked at 27 individuals who drank either the energy drink or they had one that had the Panax ginseng as an ingredient, which was the second group. And then the third group had a placebo beverage. And what they did is they measured their heart rhythm and their blood pressure before they drank the beverages, and then 6 hours after they drank the beverages. And they found that the individuals who drank energy drinks had a statistically higher marker for abnormal heart rhythm, and that was consistent until about 2 hours after they drank the energy drink. So I think that this is my favorite.
So let's talk a little bit about that, what that means. So one of the lethal arrhythmias, one of the killing arrhythmias, killing factors in heart abnormal heartbeats that sets off what we call ventricular tachycardia and ventricular fibrillation, which means the heart doesn't pump, and it means you die if you get it, unless you get defibrillated and get a normal rhythm immediately, is what we call long QT syndrome. And this occurs in young women primarily, but in a lot of people, and it's what is associated with death after antidepressants. Some antidepressants, we look for it very closely. So what you see,
well, and possibly now the death thing happens in children after drinking energy drinks.
Yeah, so what you see is a electrocardiographic, that is, when you get an electrocardiogram, you see the Q wave, which is that big up and down wave, and the T wave, which is the small wave after it, prolonged. Now, it's really tiny. It's microseconds prolonging, but it's consistent. And what that does is it gives more time for another beat to come down and land on that period of time. That period of time makes the heart vulnerable to having ventricular fibrillation. So lengthening that period, as these energy drinks did in this randomized controlled trial, the top study, so you're right, Bridget, in picking it out, it means that the heart is more vulnerable and you have a rationale for why energy drinks could kill you. So the message is?
Is to stay away from energy drinks. And, I mean, there's been 34 reported deaths that are possibly associated with drinking them, especially when you look at children. And that was a beautiful explanation. But I think that it just really, like, is a great point of how we need more not only research, which is good that the study came out, but then policy to protect people from thinking that this is just something that can be consumed every day and they're, and have nothing, no consequences.
Now, when we come back after Gary Ginsberg, I'm going to talk about what I think is the most important study of the week, or one of those, the 8 professions that can hurt your heart and make you fat. That is, there are 8 professions that are associated with bad health habits. And we'll come back because it's really important. The number one story also, there are 2 other stories that are really important that we'll talk about in the last half hour. The other one about the gene that causes hair graying, even in women, Bridget. So, although it's probably 60 years in your future.
No, I already have gray hair. I might have gray. Gene.
This gene is associated with it. We'll talk about why this is important for aging research in general, not just hair color, but aging in general. And the other study is, of course, that is one of my favorites, and I thought you were going to actually pick this story up, is the cure for junk food cravings. What's the cure for junk food cravings, Bridget?
I'm allowed to say it right now.
Yes, you're allowed to say it right now.
The cure for junk food cravings would be sleep. Another thing that is one of those things that can be easily overlooked. And we've known
this for a long time. This was a randomized controlled trial. That's what was unique about it. So the new data on this was a randomized controlled trial in relatively young people. And they, I think they had, and I'm going to make a mistake and not get the numbers right, but I think they gave 4.5 hours of sleep to one group for 4 nights, 8.5 for another group. So it wasn't a crossover study. It was randomized. And they fed them normal diets for 4 days, and then after the 4th day of sleep deprivation, or after the 4th day of normal sleep, they then let these 14 otherwise healthy young adults have access to a whole bunch of snacks. And the group that had the sleep deprivation, 4.5 hours, they woke them up with an alarm clock, didn't let them go back to sleep. That group ate snacks with twice as much fat and protein and more carbohydrate. They ate a lot more, and they actually studied their blood chemistry. And for those of you who haven't tried marijuana, when you do, it's called the cannabinoid system, or endocannabinoid system. The cannabinoid is what marijuana has as its active ingredient, or some of its active ingredients, causes you to have the munchies. And what happens is sleep deprivation also causes you to release and stimulate this endocannabinoid system, your native cannabinoid system, which causes you to feel hungrier and you eat more junk food. So the cure of putting the cannabinoid system to sleep is, in fact, more sleep. Pretty clever, right? Nice study they did.
Well, and they've done something in the past that even looked at your leptin and ghrelin levels. That's been, the more traditional research that's been done. And leptin obviously makes you feel more satisfied, tells you that you're full, that you don't need to eat. And ghrelin stimulates your hunger and appetite. And you see that the ghrelin levels are higher, that the leptin levels are lower when people are sleep deprived as well.
So that is, so that is a very good set of studies that we now know that, in fact, the endocannabinoid system, maybe ghrelin and leptin, also play a role in sleep deprivation causing you to eat junk food. When we come back, Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic, what's not, my favorite, as well as, if you will, we'll come back and cheaper, healthy food, why it saves millions of lives, and what professions to choose to be thinnest. We'll be right back after you, the Owner Manual Radio Show. Stay tuned.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why?
because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution. Fact: all probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and Natron is the only brand that cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. The reasons why this makes Natron's Healthy Trinity the world's best triple-strain probiotic are endless, so we let our satisfied customers do the talking.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Lomita, California. I heard a commercial on the radio about Natron Healthy Trinity, so I called. Before that, I had gone to 3 gastroenterologists and nothing helped me. As soon as I tried Natron Healthy Trinity, everything changed, and within 2 weeks, I experienced complete relief. I'm so pleased with your product, and I'll be taking it the rest of my life. Thank you so much.
For a limited time, you can try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. So call toll-free right now. 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4-NATREN. Or visit natron.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. That's natron.com, promo code RADIOMD.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits
with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is my favorite aspect of the show, my favorite segment. Because I learned so much from Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. Gary, thanks for calling in. Tell us about bird poop.
Well, it's something that's good to avoid. If it's on your windshield, you should definitely have some good cleaner in your car to clean the windshield off. But if you are running a nuclear power plant, you know, that could shut down Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant for 3 days last December. This is a major source of power for New York City and slightly upstate from New York City, and right there along the Hudson River. It's been somewhat controversial because there have been concerns about some leaking of radioactivity, which all the nuclear power plants have small releases that don't really add up to much. And, then usually not so situated right where people are living, where there's large populations. So they haven't really had a horrible record of running. But when they go offline, that's expensive. And bird poop, in this case, caused arcing in some transmission lines that were going into the plant. They had these power irregularities.
Gary, there was enough conductivity in the poop. In other words, what you're saying is the poop was like another wire. It had enough minerals in it to conduct electricity from one wire to another. And because of that shorting, they were afraid of what was going to happen at the nuclear reactor.
Exactly, yes. They had to investigate it, and so they shut the power plant down for 3 days and used other power sources, which, if there's not peak demand, there's usually enough power in the system that the average consumer wouldn't notice it. But yes, bird poop can shut down a nuclear power plant. And I don't think this was massive amounts. I think it was just well placed.
So you don't want that. You don't want the birds on the power wires.
No. Well, I didn't control that. I mean, we've had problems with birds, flocks of birds that were interfering with planes taking off at airports, and they try to keep the migrating flocks of birds away from airports, but they don't always manage to do that. And sometimes planes can actually go down from a bird getting caught in the air intake. So. These kinds of crazy things happen, but by and large,
you got to look at it from the bird's point of view, Gary. That is, these damn planes are getting in my flight path.
well, that's true. Actually, that has been one of the big concerns with wind turbines, because birds tend to fly into them, and literally thousands of birds die a year flying into the propellers of a wind turbine. So that's been somewhat controversial.
Now, tell me about the battle royal between the EPA and its attempt to ban a recently improved insecticide. Who approved the insecticide, and what went wrong?
Yeah, so EPA has a system that sort of gives a pass to the pesticide manufacturers in terms of, there's a lot of testing requirements that go into getting a pesticide approved through what's called CIFRA, which is EPA's law that regulates pesticides. So it could take 10, 15 years worth of data, but they can do what they call a conditional registration, which lets the company start selling the pesticide to farmers. And in this case, flubendamide was being used in California on things like almonds and tomatoes and corn. And it was only conditionally approved, which meant that not all the test data were in, but EPA had seen a good faith effort, thought that it was a reasonable chance to take. And there's a lot of pesticides, actually, that are like that, that don't have all of the bells and whistles submitted, but EPA will sort of give them the benefit of the doubt. Well, in this case, EPA didn't like some of the new data that they were seeing, especially some of the environmental breakdown products of flubendamide, which are more toxic to wildlife in particular, and could be causing problems with aquatic receptors killing off fish and things. So they said to the company, well, we want you to suspend certain uses, we want more test data. And the company, which is Bayer Crop Science, one of the biggest pesticide companies in the world, stood up to EPA and said, no, you approved it, you can't make us stop. And so now it's in the courts, and the whole question of giving companies the benefit of the doubt before all the data is in is now coming into question because of this, I would call it, Not great behavior by this pesticide company, but flubenzamide is still being used. EPA is trying to get it now off the market.
And what badness does it cause? Do we know how bad is it for humans?
You can understand
the company point of view pretty easily. They geared up, they made this huge plant, probably at a cost of many millions of dollars, and now all of a sudden they found something wrong with it. And from my standpoint, how bad is the something wrong they found?
It is pretty toxic to invertebrates and to fish. The ecological receptors are being affected. We don't know of any health problems to humans. So from that perspective, if there's a residue in the food, that has not come into question. So it's more of an environmental, it breaks down to something much more toxic when it gets out to, rivers and bays. And that's the concern.
So it probably is a serious thing. Non-stick replacement chemical is stuck with the same chemical hazard. What's that about?
Yeah, so, people know about non-stick chemicals, like in your frying pan, that's been controversial. People have gone towards a greener type of frying pan, and that's because of what we call PFOA, perfluorooctanoic acid. So the maker of these non-stick chemicals, of the Teflon-type chemicals of the world, they have switched away from the really nasties that have been recognized as being carcinogenic and widely toxic. And so they've gone away from what's called C8, which is an 8-carbon version, to this new one, which is another name for it is Gen X. It's a 6-carbon version, which was supposed to have a safer profile. And guess what? Some of the latest test data that's been going on up until 2013 is showing that it also can cause cancer, metabolic disorders, and it looks like it's going to have the same problems. So the non-stick industry has gone to try to find replacements, try to keep their products alive and on the market from coatings on the takeout containers from the Chinese store, which I always tell people, don't get the takeaway hot because you're probably releasing these fluorotelomers into your hot Chinese takeaway food. The spectrum of toxicity on these things is not all that great. And here's one replacement chemical, which is now coming under a lot of scrutiny and is probably they're going to have to keep looking for non-stick chemicals that work better than what we've got so far.
Now, Gary, we've got one more. Can we do this one in under 40 seconds, or should I have you come back and then go ahead?
No. So road noise is known to be a cardiovascular stress, people living near airports. But what we didn't know, and the new evidence from Denmark, is that people living near roads and are subjected to a lot of road noise actually become more adipose, more fat. And we're not sure all the metabolic reasons why, but it is a stress to live near a lot of road noise. So you might have to jog more on those roads to get away from this increased BMI.
Thanks very much. That's Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Radio MD.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organism. So the question is whether or not a seed or a plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And now, back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
This is Dr. Mike, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where you get to learn the knowledge that lets you get the action steps to take control of your and those you care about's health and keep living at the top of your curve till very near the end. Eight professions that could hurt your heart. We'll take that story, and then I'm going to follow it with Bridget's, if you will, words of wisdom on that story. She asked me a question on the break after Gary Ginsberg's story and said, what is the best cookware to use? Well, we'll ask Gary Ginsberg 2 weeks from now. So come back 2 weeks from now, and you'll hear that story. We'll post it, of course, and tweet it, of course. Eight professions that could hurt your heart. And by the way, after Bridget, we've got our favorite caller, Jim Graham, is going to be on the line and ask us something or stimulate something. Eight professions that could hurt your heart and make you fat. Some people blame their sweet tooth. Some blame their couch potato lifestyle. But now something else may be to blame for what's hurting your heart or making you fat. Your job. This is a study of 5,566 individuals, and it says salespeople in the study are selling their health short. 68% have poor eating habits, 69% cholesterol level bad enough that they should be on a drug. Take a memo. Administrative support staff seem to be skipping the gym and did not have, in fact, any of the stuff they should have for getting healthy. So So that's administrative support staff. Somehow I lost my story. I'm going to get it back in a second. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you that they looked at, I think it was seven. They did look at seven health habits that were rated. Their blood pressure, their body mass index, their blood sugar, their cholesterol, their diet, their physical activity, and whether they smoked or not. We at the Cleveland Clinic have turned that into six habits: blood pressure, body mass index, blood sugar, cholesterol, your cotinine level, so their heart outcomes, and then we also looked at, do you manage stress and do you drink too much? For those of you who don't do any of those seven, that is, who keep healthy on all of those, you have an 80 to 90% reduction in chronic disease. Really an amazing thing to have that greater reduction from that. Let's get back to the eight professions. So the first one that was bad was if you were a salesperson, you ate too much, had too high of cholesterol. If you're administrative support staff, you skipped the gym and did not do any physical activity. If you protect, that is fire and police, that is, you may have fitness standards, but 77% of police and firefighters had too high cholesterol. 90% were obese or overweight. You can tell that. You don't think they're going to be able to chase down anyone. 35%.
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking. It's horrible.
35% of high blood pressure. Transportation and material movers, they're on a dangerous road. What's the problem, Bridget?
That they smoke.
They smoke. Nearly a quarter smoke, making them the profession that smokes most of all job studying. Sampling the merchandise. Who was sampling the merchandise, and what problem did it give them?
The merchandise?
That is, they were food handlers. They had poor diet. 79% of people who dealt with food. Healthiest professions were professionals, doctors, and lawyers. They hit the gym fairly regularly. Go ahead.
Sorry. I said managers.
And managers, they rarely smoked, only 6%. In fact, less than 0.2% of doctors smoke. That's under 1%. 0.1% of doctors smoke. So really, you're right. There are seven habits, and you can justify it by professions. Okay. The other story that I wanted, well, let's go to Jim Graham. Jim, you had a question for us. Oops. Where's Jim Graham? Bill, Ben.
Yeah, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Mike, I was just going through your book, your new book, This Is Your Do-Over, and I ran into a section in here about stress. And I'd like to make a comment on that. Well, I'm caregiving because, as you know, I was a caregiver for 2.5 years. And the caregiver, while he's giving care, actually, there is stress, but I think he's too worried about the other party while he's doing it. I think the do-over on this part is the caregiver needs caregiving after the caregiving is done, if you understand what I mean. And I found myself...
I do understand. I understand, one, what you mean, Jim. And, in fact, caregiving stress is some of the highest because you have guilt. You also have responsibility, and you actually have feelings like you're not taking care of other people as well as you should. So it is not only...
Yeah, but I have to cut in here a little bit. I hate to interrupt you because I know you're the expert here. But the way I've been caregiving myself since you know what happened to my late wife is I have also been caregiving to other people, which relieves... You're not caregiving, but advising or listening to. So that relieves my stress on my own part, and I'm also relieving the stress on the other people that are being caregivers now, or people that have just lost other parties of their family. So I think you can't do this alone. You have to have somebody else to help you. There always has to be somebody on your side. And there was another part of this book that really, really, really hit me really close to home. You have a part on page 267 of This Is Your Do-Over, and it says, take a 10-minute walk every day hold hands. You know, it's easy for a guy to talk when they're walking side by side rather than face to face. And Helen and I, when we used to walk, we'd be hold hands. Maybe I'd give her a kiss while we were walking. And I'd say to her, I said, you know what? You see the car that just went by? And she said, yeah. I said, you know what they were saying? And this would get her to laugh every time. I'd say, look at that elderly couple walking down the road, holding hands and kissing right out in the public. And that used to get her to laugh. And see, that's part of the love in your life. Relieve stress. If you have monetary problems or any other kinds of problems, little things like that is what relieves the stress in your life. And what I'm doing right now is I'm getting involved with other people that have just lost members of their family. And I think it's relieving the stress for me better now. So I'm helping the caregiver now relieve their stress. What's your opinion on that solution?
I am sure that's true, and that's finding a purpose in life, just like we went. The point is that you can find a purpose in life no matter where you are, and look at how your life has really a story and is changed by other events that sometimes you didn't have total or any control over.
One other question here. I'd like to find out where welders stand in the health issue, you know, in stress and being fat, and why all these years I breathe all those fumes and things, and I don't have any lung problems. Do you understand that?
I understand the question. I will find out for you. I think it actually has to do with that in welding is still a profession that we're short of, and that doesn't have as much economic stress, and so consequently, you're much better off that way. When we come back, we're going to take a break in a few seconds, and when we come back, we're going to get to the rest of the stories, and I'm going to go through them quickly, because we did talk about energy drinks, why they prolong your QT interval, and why that causes sudden cardiac death. We talked about drinking more water is associated with numerous dietary benefits, including just 3 extra cups of water causes you to lose about 25 pounds a year. We're talking about the cure for your junk food cravings, more sleep, and why that is. It works on the endocannabinoid system. Cheaper health food would save millions of lives, and we're going to get more into that. And about tea soothing your heart, we'll get more into that. And about GMO. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest, from technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, If you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and the Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer. But find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. I hope you've had a great show. I've had a great show. Learned a lot about The Point Is from Lee Eisenberg, LeeEisenberg.com. What's your mission in life? And how can you redesign it? What's the wake-up call? Great test at the end on thinking about death, thinking about purpose, thinking about why you're here. When we also talked about Zika and why microencephalopathy appears to be occurring, why it can cause paralysis that's temporary in the most of us, but to get medical help, and why this is so dangerous and what you can do to prevent that. You can go back and listen to any of the first segment of the show. Just go to RadioMD.com, look up You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, go to the archives. It's the 3516 show, first hour. Of course, you can hear it the next hour on RadioMD.com live. So we're on 3 to 5 and repeat 5 to 7 p.m. every Saturday on RadioMD. If you miss a certain segment, want to hear exactly what we said, why we said it, you can get that at RadioMD.com. And if you want to get the notes about the show, what's going to be on the show, you can just go to Twitter and sign up for my Twitter account at Dr. Mike Roizen, or LinkedIn, Dr. Mike Roizen, or on Facebook, Michael F. Roizen, MD. All of those get you the same thing. And if you want to get subscribed to the show notes, what I look at, what I read before I do the stories, both for this show and for the weekly columns. You know, we have 7 columns a week that we write that are on 134 newspapers. So the show is only in 34 markets, of course, on RadioMD.com. But it's in 134 newspapers or on their websites. You can get that by just sending me a note at udocs@gmail.com and put just subscribe in the subject line and we'll send it to you. You want to unsubscribe, you just send me a note. Unsubscribe, it's that easy. Bridget, what was another one of your favorite stories, or what was your favorite story if you want to review it?
Okay, so my favorite story was one we've been mentioning a few times now, which is focused on reducing the cost of fruits and vegetables and by 10% and increasing the price of soda by 10%, looking at the actual tax on the foods and beverages and what that does for people's risk of death from cardiovascular disease and cardiovascular events in general. So this is really interesting because they found that it can save a significant amount of lives by around 515,000 cardiovascular deaths in 20 years. And I think that in addition to looking at the potential for decreasing the price for fruits and vegetables because people are less likely to be eating them when they can't afford food and they're more likely to be drinking soda, so by increasing soda, decreasing fruits and vegetables, that's going to make people, you know, have more of an incentive to choose the healthier option, then it saves lives. But looking further into it, for the SNAP participants that are on the subsidized foods, you know, how can we get them to no longer carry soda as a whole?
And what that does for... Let me go and elaborate on that because it was such an important study. This is a study out of Harvard and the Harvard School of Economics and looked at what would happen if. And the most important finding, I think, is the one you cited, but I'm going to take it to that was if you tax soda 10% and made fruits and vegetables 10% cheaper, you would increase fruit and vegetable consumption by one portion a week. And that would save 515,000 lives over a 10-year period. But more importantly, and to show how big the effect could be if you did one a day, if you just gave people one extra fruit and vegetable a day, we figured out how to do that. And by the way, it's cheaper if you get the frozen fruits and vegetables, frozen veggies, like I do. But if you get one extra serving a day, it decreases deaths over a 2-year period in the United States. This is amazing. And the world by 3.5 million deaths prevented. And not only that, if you look just in the United States at our costs of medical care, the federal government would spend $50 billion less if it gave one fruit and vegetable a day extra. So you've got to not a replacement, but an extra one to get people to eat. And it would save the total medical care cost system about $200 billion a year in the U.S. from just one extra fruit and vegetable a day. Really remarkable data. So that was that's a great favorite story. The Automegas, in other words, let me go over the key stories, if you will. Well Beyond Wellness, the gene for the graying of hair discovered. What does it have to do with the other aspects of aging? We don't know. But graying hair is one of the keys, and it may, by studying that, just like when I was a youngster studying how anesthetics work, taught us a lot about how memory is encoded. Well, this studying why hair gets gray may teach us a lot about why we age, and that's the hope. 8 professions that hurt your heart. That is, there's 7 things that are key for keeping you young, getting a normal blood pressure, normal blood sugar, normal blood cholesterol, normal body mass index or waist less than half height, doing 30 minutes of physical activity a day, eating a largely Mediterranean diet and not smoking and doing stress management. You do those 8 things and you're 90% less likely to have a chronic disease, more likely to choose a profession that helps you and keeps you thin. Healthy fat works to decrease appetite. Just choose healthy fat and don't have a significant arterial disease first. Remember what we say, red meat, egg yolks, coconut and palm oils are like cocaine. They're great in the short term, but kill you in the long term. So your wellness foreplay is the tip of the day is have healthy fat early in your meal. Wellness foreplay, the number 4, the longer the primary season, the healthier the candidates must be. It's an incredible stress test, not only in their heart, but on their immune and their psychological system. The more they do this, though, the more they will make themselves older in the long run. And, as we said, the other good stories, a little bit of water, 3 cups a day, decreases your risk of cardiovascular disease and decreases your weight gain. Decreases your weight gain. Just look at weight. 3 extra cups of water, and this randomized study resulted in 205 less calories a day. That equates to 25 pounds of weight loss a year. Thanks for listening. We have a great guest lined up for next week and the week after, and we'll talk about the best pots and pans for cooking. And Bridget, thanks for being on. Jim Graham, thanks for your questions. Thanks, Lee Eisenberg. The point is, we'll be right back next week with a new show to get you to take control of your health. In the meantime, keep listening to Radio MD and stay well.
Over 30 years ago, R.W. and Margaret Garcia set out to make the best-tasting, healthy tortilla chip in the world. They invested every dime they had and started selling chips to retailers out of their family van. Today, R.W. Garcia products are sold around the world. Their products use only the highest quality premium ingredients, are verified non-GMO, certified gluten-free, and contain no additives or preservatives. Try their 3-seed kale, sweet potato, or harvest crackers, or go for their crunchy, tasty mixed bags of blue, yellow, and red tortilla chips. And for sure, every family must have one of their big bags of blue or yellow corn tortilla chips for healthy snacking and parties. Without question, R.W. Garcia is changing the way people snack with their simple philosophy. Great tasting can be good for you. Go to rwgarcia.com to find out where their products are sold in your area. R.W. Garcia, the best tasting healthy tortilla chip in the world.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov.